From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Saturday, August 12th, 2023, and it is 5:56 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 12 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. We are in Long Beach, California, at Alex's Bar. It's a really nice venue. Second to the last day of the Handsome Dick Manitoba tour. When this thing started, I said it was going to be over before we know it, and it's almost over. Feeling a little bit melancholy because I personally would like to see this thing go on for another 5 or 6 weeks. The band is going over really well. Last night we played at a place called the World Famous Doll Hut. It was a super dive, punk rock dive, run by punk rockers. It turned out to be a fun show, and a lot of Handsome Dick Manitoba fans there, and we had a good time. All the other bands played inside, but we set up outside, and they had two light bulbs on stage, one on each side of the stage. I couldn't see my bass, the neck of my bass, so I was kind of guessing where I was playing, but I didn't hit too many wrong notes. Could you see your guitar, Craig?
The light bulb was shining off the fret wire.
Well, you could get the reflection off of the floor.
Yeah, so it was kind of like a couple sour notes, but no one notices.
There were no monitors, except for one for HDM, so we were singing by memory. But it turned out to be fun. Everybody was into it, and so many people came up after and compared us to the current version of the Dictators that is out there, and it's been unanimous. Now, you know, some people, they might have kissed your ass, but I think it's been pretty... I saw the current Dictators, and I agree. This band is better. Ultimately, I'd like to see Handsome Dick back with those guys, but hey, if I'm playing with Handsome Dick and with the rest of the band that's playing with Handsome Dick, I could do this for a long time. We're having a really good time. Everybody gets along, including HDM. There's nobody being assholes. It's great. And I'm sorry to see it go. Tomorrow's the last show. It's an afternoon show. We're playing in San Diego. We go on at like 4:30. And then after we play, there's punk rock karaoke, and Handsome Dick's going to get up and sing a couple of punk rock tunes karaoke with... I don't know how that works out, but one of the guys from the Dickies is going to be there. It's going to be interesting. Tonight we're in Long Beach at Alex's Bar. Really super nice club. I hope some people show up. But we'll see. You know, generally it's been around 100 people at most of the shows. So I guess we'll expect that tonight. It's a 300 plate. It holds 300. Hopefully the 100 people that do show up, if it's 100 people. Let's hope it's more, but if it's only 100, hopefully they crowd to the front and have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I don't want it to end, but all things must come to an end, friends. I'm getting sad.
It's going to be okay.
All right. We're getting ready to sound check. I think we're all set up and getting the mics set up. Manitoba's not checking with us tonight. John Capitan, the judge. I haven't mentioned these two guys. John and Mark. These guys have been a godsend to this tour. They're pulling a trailer full of pro gear. We're using their cabinets, and we're bringing our own heads. But they got brand new cabinets and all these road cases and a super nice trailer. John and Mark Capitan, they're lawyers. John is, they call him the judge. Believe it or not, this guy is a judge, sitting judge. He might be retired, but I think he still sits sometimes in Fresno, California. These guys have been... If it wasn't for these two guys, this thing wouldn't be happening. We've been having a great time, and they've been really helping out. They've been doing way more work than the rest of us. So they're more important than anybody else here on this tour. So I am extremely grateful for that. I'm a little... I'm not tired. I got a good night's sleep last night. I didn't get to bed till about 3 o'clock, but I slept until 10. which I can't remember when I've slept until 10 a.m. probably since I've been on tour, which was years ago. And that's probably why I don't want it to end too. I like being on tour. It's a lot of fun and you get a break from reality. My reality starts when I, after I drop Handsome Dick Manitoba off to the airport on Friday. When we get back, we're going to be laying down vocals for another song called Back on Broadway. We're going to record Richard's vocals at my house on my little Focusrite into Logic. Then I'm going to send it over to Sven because his band already did the backing music, and hopefully it'll be good. I think it's better, even better than Deloise Nation. Deloise Nation was on the set. We put it on in at the Ivy Room, but we took it out because Manitoba he's not that comfortable on all the lyrics and he misses a few lines. So we're, rather than have any flubs, we'd rather it to be a rockin' flowing set. So we did do it one time and came out okay. The audience liked it, but we're not gonna do it anymore. Two shows left. I'm gonna go out there and check my bass and I will talk to you soon, friends. I spun the iTunes wheel and the first song that came up was a Wild Hearts tune from Earth vs. Wild Hearts called News of the World. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let you know how tonight goes. Pray for a good crowd and pray that we make it back to the hotel okay. I don't remember, we're staying at this place called the Sea Rock Inn, which is a motel about 4 minutes away from here, so it's close by. Oh, when I was saying Handsome Dick's not going to sound check, John Capitan, the judge, was in a Dictators tribute band, so he usually sings Manitoba's parts at the during sound check, so to get Richard's vocals. Richard's back at the room taking a nap, like any rock star should. All right, friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's the Wild Hearts, News of the World. You know how to reach me. Rockandrollgeek.com. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is the email address. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on Instagram, Rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. Well, let's take a little look at the situation in the dressing room here. We got some candy. We got some assorted Snickers. We got some Three Musketeers. We got some black and white cookies. We got some kind of Clif bars. We got some vegan nuts, some chocolate almond butter pretzels, which is for Alex, who's a vegan. We got some honey here, a little bear, sugar-free Smucker's strawberry jam for Richard Manitoba, some super chunky Skippy for Manitoba. We got some Ocean Craze cranberry juice. We got some Keurig. We got a gorgeous bartender who just walked by. With beautiful legs, and we got some Diet Cokes, we got some Cokes, we got some Modelo in the bottle. Ooh, that ain't gonna work. I'm gonna have to go get myself some Tecates in the can. I'll just buy it myself. And we got some waters, and we got some half and half, and some Pabst Blue Ribbon. I will not be drinking any of that beer. I'll be going and buying myself. Oh, we got some Gatorade too for Manitoba, and some hummus for Alex Kane. All right, friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. The value for value, please keep the donations coming because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I'll talk to you soon. Here's the Wild Hearts.
The great pretenders to the new television. It's a rock and roll big train wreck. There.